look at his number, he stacks up pretty comparably to the other guys of his era. So why do you think it's taken this long for him to kind of get there?
I answer this question a lot, you know, not just about Kenny Stabler, but about any candidate who's been waiting, you know, particularly because they say they compare to this person or that person, and that bears on it. But there's so many different ways to look at it, and so many times players in particular become a victim of numbers. And that's, I think, what has happened to Kenny, is that the numbers and the years that he's been in that room as a finalist just went the wrong way, that there was somebody else that took that slot that year. Not that Kenny wasn't a great candidate, but somebody else slipped in, and you get bounced off for another year. And for those that are waiting, it's a painful experience. But I keep citing the number that if you get in the room at least twice, there's about an 85% chance that you'll eventually get elected to the Hall of Fame. When I say get in the room, as a finalist, that's what we're doing this weekend. So I think things bode very well for Kenny. He keeps coming back. No one is discounting him. They know he's a great candidate. And I hope that this is his year, and I feel fairly confident it may be.
And one of those things about Kenny is they said there's probably, in today's day and age, there wouldn't be another player kind of like him, kind of live life the way he did on the edge, you know, took advantage of every opportunity that life kind of presented itself. Mm-hmm. Do you think that a guy who did it his way would be able to succeed in, you know, today in 2016 with, you know, everything that's going around, all the, you know, under constant scrutiny?
Sure. It's so hard to think about that, because when you think, you know, I said this about, and this is a kind of an uneven playing field to make an analogy, but the Dolphins had their undefeated season in 1972. Would it have been undefeated with instant replay? Would they have caught that one play and reversed a play that made the difference in a game? You know, we don't know. So to say, how would Kenny operate in today's game, today's, you know, environment, whether it's on the playing field or off the playing field, it's impossible to answer. We can only ask the question. We don't have the answer.
Yeah, and the one thing that man did have, unquestionably, is ice in his veins. You know, when John Madden came and, you know, talked about Kenny on the opening day of this year, he said if he had, you know, 1 2-minute drive and he had one quarterback, it'd be Kenny Stabler.
Sure. No, there were people like him, and there was a guy that would throw back to the, you know, 50s and 60s named Bobby Lane with the Detroit Lions and the Pittsburgh Steelers, quarterback the same way. Wasn't the prettiest quarterback, but again, he mastered this 2-minute drill, and Johnny Unitas did the same thing, although Johnny was a much more effective, you know, passer throughout. But Bobby Lane was one of these kind of clunky quarterbacks that knew how to win. He knew how to make that winning drive when it counted. Not that he didn't try any other time, but there was like this extra gear. And I think Kenny had that. It was this extra gear that sensed, you know, we really got to go now.
That's something kind of hard to quantify, too, in numbers, that those guys that just have that, you know, they say it all the time, that clutch gene, that ability, down by 5 with 2 minutes left, hey, we got to go. And those guys that in all
how many
sports,
games in the playoffs this year did we see that? Mm-hmm. You know, the one pass, the one play, but they're coming from the quarterbacks that are playing today that we know can perform in the clutch. You know, you get your Aaron Rodgers, you know, that's out there, you know, throwing Hail Mary passes that win games. You know he can do it without that, but you know he can also do it when it's necessary. And that's what a Kenny Stabler was.
You know, Kenny was also very beloved by Raider Nation, you know, very, in his later years, kind of almost like a mythic figure. So, what do you think, anticipate the turnout would be for the Raider Nation if Kenny were indeed to get that call and end up in the Hall?
It's very hard to say. You know, a lot of years have passed. So, but the truth of the matter is, whenever we have a Raider, there are so many Raider fans, not just from, you know, the Bay Area. They come from all over the country. So, you know, when Ray Guy got elected, you know, he had, I forget, it was like 23 kickers show up or punters show up, you know, just because it was Ray Guy. But it was also all the silver and black. It really didn't matter that it was Ray Guy or anybody. You know, it was a Raider. And they come from all over, just as you know, there are Raider fans everywhere. They're kind of, I would say, the Cleveland Browns are maybe the only other team that have as many displaced fans, if you will, all over the country. But that's what we see. We see them all show up in Canton to support their Hall of Famer.
So if someone asked you to describe Ken's game, you know, kind of his aura in a sentence, well, how would you describe him?
Gosh, it's a one word, huh? I would just have to say it was Ken Stabler. I mean, there's no way to say, you know, what he did. You know, Madden's description of winning is maybe the best, and maybe that's the one word, winner, and that's what he did do. But he did it the hard way. I mean, he started in semi-pro ball, worked his way up. I mean, this guy didn't fall out of bed great, you know. He gave the game his all and really worked the hard way to get to where he got it.